Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Musical Monday, baby, all night long. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It is partly cloudy, about 18 degrees right here. Yes, yes, it's nipping, baby. It is cold. Yes, indeed. I got icicles falling off my nose. I really do. Listen. My earrings, I come out with a new line. I got a new line that's coming out. It's called Winter Freeze Earrings. You know what I'm saying up here. Listen. It is December 26, 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, Bortoni. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum. GubbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Baby, shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music on today. DJ Pat Sands. Let me tell y'all something. George Pat Sands got some hot music on today. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little bit of favor. You know, while you're on Facebook for lunch and dinner and breakfast, whatever you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. I still can't figure out why Facebook is trying to give me stars on Positive, a page I don't use. Now listen, I don't use Positive. It's under a book that I did a long time ago. And I used to be busy on Positive years ago. Facebook says, Mom, we want to invite you so we can give you stars so your fans can send you stars on your Positive. I'm like, I don't need to use that page. I'm on the Fierce Female all day long. Give me stars for the Fierce Female. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, I can't figure it out, and I'm not trying to figure it out. Listen, before I get down into the music. Y'all know I done seen something crazy. Yep, I finna start right off the rip. Y'all know Mama always got something to say about everything. I finna cut it right on the rip, y'all. Listen. Now, I'm the first one to admit I am not familiar with this rapper. Maybe you guys know him. His name is Meek Mill, M-E-E-K, Meek Mill. Now, listen, I see here on the internet and everything, he decides he's going to bail some people out of jail. What? Listen, this is what he did, y'all. He bailed 20 women out of jail so they could spend time with their family for the holidays. Now, listen, he posted their bail, 20 ladies, and then he gave them some gift cards. Since when do you get paid to do wrong? I'm trying to figure this out. Now, listen, y'all, I did not read the story. I don't know why they were in jail. I did not have time to read the whole story to figure out why these 20 women was arrested and why they were in jail over the holiday. But listen, who in the world? You know, now, he done been in jail. Meek done been in jail. He done spent time and did crime for something over a holiday, so he was feeling really, you know, kind. So he thought he was going to go get some people out of jail. Now, listen, if you did wrong, if you decided to, now, if I was a criminal, let me put it like this. If I was a criminal, which I am not a criminal, I would hold off my muggings until after the holiday. Now, listen, ladies, if you want to spend time with your children and your fans, hold off all your criminal activities until after the holidays. What, you can't restrain yourself from stealing? Uh-huh. So listen, you in jail, you need to be up in jail. Not only that, he bails them out of jail, then give them some gift cards so he can send them home so they can go buy some groceries. Now, you know what's going to happen, y'all. Y'all know what's going to happen. Soon as they get through with the holidays, soon as after the new year, y'all know what they're going to do. They're going to be out on the strip all over again. They're going to be walking the strip. They're going to be wiggling their tails. They're going to get arrested again. You know how it goes. Listen, they probably some repeat offenders. I don't know. I didn't read the whole story. So they probably some repeat offenders. They probably going to pick up a job, go back to jail. So what is this now? Now, listen, I did read this part. It's part of some kind of program to stop women going in and out of jail. Let me see. Where is this at? Now, y'all know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. I just don't believe and giving people cookies and stuff for doing wrong. If you did wrong, I ain't giving you no cookies and milk. I'm going to give you a slap on the forehead and a slap behind your forehead. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to slap your ass up and down the street. Now listen, since when do you live on Correction Boulevard and it says go pass, get on out of jail, go pass, you know, like Monopoly, get out of jail, go pass, go. No. So listen, let me see. The women who were unable to afford bail. Okay. So he took our women out of jail because they couldn't afford to get the bail. Most of my people in jail, they can't afford to post. They, you know what they be doing? They be calling their mamas. They be calling their brothers. Come get me out of jail. Listen, you up in jail for a reason. You know what I'm saying up in here. So listen, 5 women were released today. They'll be reunited with their families. I'm trying to figure out how, in what world is this right? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out when do we reward people for doing wrong. I'm not getting it, so let me keep on moving down. Where is it here? Oh, he says, this is a quote by Meek. This is what he says. This is for families impacted by the criminal justice system. He said, for families that's impacted by the criminal justice system, the holidays can be an extremely challenging time. No one should have to spend the holidays in jail simply because they can't afford bail. What world is he living in? What world is he living in? Listen, that is not, what kind of understanding he got? If you don't want to spend the holidays in jail, how about this? Don't steal anything. Don't be walking up and down the boulevard. Don't be carjacking somebody. You know, how about that? How about that? Put some cream and sugar in your tea and call it a day. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this is what he said. That's what he said. So listen, just in case, I'm going to get to the music. Y'all hold on to your pennies and your drawers, okay? So listen, he said it's for families impacted by the criminal justice system. Now listen, I know these women probably got kids and everything like that. You know what I'm saying. So I guess he said, well, I'm going to get these women out of jail because they're probably mothers and send them home to their children. You know what I'm saying. But listen, impacted by the criminal justice system. It's like, well, since when do the criminal justice system make people do something wrong? That's what I'm trying to understand. Listen, I need to be a politician. I really need to be a politician because I got something to say about all of this crap. Listen, they need to rewrite some rules and everything. What they really need to do is come up with some programs to help these repeat offenders get their act together, because I am telling you, there is something wrong upstairs in their head. People that's going in and out, especially in the wintertime. Y'all know how it goes. Y'all know how it goes. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on to the music. Y'all know how it goes in the wintertime. People use the jail system, right, to stay off the streets because it's cold. What they do, now this is God for heaven too. Some criminals will carjack a person, they'll go in the store and rob something so they can get arrested and go to jail and have a couple nights of warmth. Do you hear me up in here? And especially these cold nights in Chicago, you better believe they up in somewhere trying to steal something so they can go to jail. You know, some people think jail is a paradise. Do you hear me up in here? So listen, rapper Meek Mill, you are taking women out of their paradise. That's the way I see it. You're taking them out of paradise. Okay, so listen, Meek, keep your money in your pocket. Better yet, send it to this address, Boulevard Fierce Female Network, P.O. Box 111, Atlanta, Georgia, 30161. How about that? Send it to the Fierce Female Network. If you don't know what else to do with your money, I know what to do, but I'm going to help some people. You know what? You know what, Meek? Why don't you go help some homeless people that really need some help? These people in jail, they doing something again in jail for God's sake. Listen, let me get on down with the music. Come on, engineer, work with me. Come on. What we going to do on today? Come on. How? All right, let's get into the music. Y'all know them women probably was howling like wolves when they got out of jail. You know, that just really strikes all kind of chords with me because you know what? If you were in prison, you did something to get in there. I just don't understand how and what world and what thinking. You know, what is your philosophy of life? What is your philosophy? What are you thinking? I'm trying to figure out how you reward somebody by posting them out and send them out and give them a gift card? Give them a gift. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me move on. Let me move on. You know, I don't have no mercy. I don't care if you're female. Listen, you could be a man, female. Listen, crime is crime is crime. If you're in the po-po, you know, if you're in the house, listen, you just got a reason to be up in there. So keep your butts up in there until you learn a lesson. Really, I really need to get into politics. I really do. I need to do something up in here. But listen, I got some music. I know y'all probably said, Jesus Christ, she is on a rant. Listen, if anybody knows Fierce Female, y'all know I'd be ranting. Y'all know I'd be rant. But anyway, because y'all know I like to entertain, but I'd be on a rant. Now listen, that was a real one right there because I don't think you spend, I know it's your money, rapper Meek. You need to change your name, talking about some Meek. You ain't Meek. You bold and fearless and you doing all kind of stuff. You know what? Let's do it like this. You say you rapper Meek, M-E-E-K. That's not being Meek. You rapper wrong. I am telling you. I'm going to write you a letter and explain to you how the world is supposed to work, right? Because you got the wrong misunderstanding. Listen. I got DJ Pat Sand, George, or as some call him, DJ Pat Sand, is a producer who makes music guaranteed to make your soul light up in the night with his electric mix of vocal-driven, soulful, electronic vibes. Y'all know what I'm saying up here. And I like, he has one song, Just a Memory. We're going to kick it on off with that. Featuring Shelly. Come on, Shelly. Come on, step to the mic. Come on, Just a Memory.
Hold on to this memory.
I love it. I love that song. Just Memory. Let me tell y'all something. Just Memory chart topper. I had to dial back. See, when the music is playing and it's real smooth and easy like that, you know, gives me a moment just to dial it down just a little bit. Just a Memory is hot, y'all. Y'all know it's chart-topping music. Just a Memory, I love it. Listen, when the summertime comes, we all going to be chilling. We're going to be vibing. We're going to be cruising. But we got to do it safe. We got to be safe. Now, listen, y'all. Y'all got to learn how to cruise safely. You know what I mean? Only cruise in certain neighborhoods. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, Mama loves to cruise. I like to go for a nice, cool drive in the summertime. I really do. I really do. But listen, you got to pick your area. You got to be careful these days. You just can't go cruising around everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. And listen, stay off the north side of Chicago. Please don't get offended, people. I hate doing these disclaimers. Don't get offended, people. Stay off of the north side. When you cruise this summer, do not cruise on the north side of Chicago because, listen, you're liable to get, you know, rocks thrown at you because I am telling you, there are zombies on the north side. There's a lot of zombies, and I'm telling you, they don't care what's going on. They really don't care. They will come out in the street. Listen, they will walk in the middle of the street with you. If you're driving down the street and you're cruising, they will walk right in the middle of the street. They don't see you. They're all in another place. They're in another place. I hope y'all get my drift. Listen, they're walking all over the place. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what time of day it is. They are walking out all over the place. You know how I know? Because I've been up on the north side a whole lot. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, it is a zombie zone. It is the zombie zone on the north side. Don't cruise on the north side of Chicago. Stay away. Now listen, if you want to do some cruising during the summertime and play Just a Memory, cruise up and down Lakeshore Drive. That's what I used to do. I love Lakeshore Drive, and I love to drive on Lakeshore Drive. I know people hate Lakeshore Drive, but listen. Back in the day, I spent a lot of time on Lakeshore Drive cruising up and down Lakeshore Drive because it's just so gorgeous. You can look at the river. You can look at the beachfront. You know, you got a lot of nice scenery. I'm telling you, it's the best place to do your cruising, but you got to pick the special time of the day, not during, you know, the traffic. You ain't going to be cruising nowhere, you know, when it's water. You're going to be sitting out there wondering, you know, if you decide to cruise in Chicago up and down, you know, Lakeshore Drive in the summertime when it's traffic hour, you know what you need to have on the back seat? You need to have your cooler with your brewskis. You got to have your brewskis and your cooler. You really do. Now, listen, don't be driving. Don't be drinking. I'm not telling you to drink and drive. The person that's with you that's doing the cruising, they're going to have the brewskis. The one that's driving, they're going to be cruising with their lemonade. They're going to have their soda pop and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, you're going to be inching along. You're not going to be going nowhere. You're going to be going about 1 second, 1 second a mile, right? That's the way, as fast as you're going to be going, about 1 mile a second. So listen, don't cruise up and down Lakeshore Drive during, you know, when it's rush hour. Don't do that. Okay, listen, I got some more music by DJ Pets, and I really do. He's the bomb. He is the bomb. Guess what, guys? And I'm going to get a beat from him because I don't know what's wrong with people. I need a beat for a project that's coming out next year before spring. And I'm like, I tried to give somebody an opportunity and a chance to do a beat. Listen, I told this man, I need a beat, and here's the song. He's still working on the beat. It's been 3 months. I don't know what is going on. I'm like, what is going on in the atmosphere? I feel like the zodiac signs are all flying around everywhere. What did they say? The moon is in the wrong house. So I got the moon up in the sun. I don't know nothing about zodiac signs, y'all. So listen, I'm entertaining, right? I'm just telling y'all what's been going on. Anytime you got a lot of interference, I've been getting a lot of interference here. Let me tell y'all something. There's a rumbling, there's a shaking that's going on in the spiritual realm. I can put it that way because I know about that. Listen, I tell this guy I need a beat. So I'm trying to give this guy an opportunity, somebody I know, and it happens a lot. So listen, he texts me the other day. Listen, he said, I'm still working on this beat. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's only one song. So I sent him the lyrics. I sent him the lyrics. I sent the lyrics. It's just me raw, straight singing. Not singing, but rapping. Y'all know what I do. I sent it to him. He's like, I'm still trying to get it together. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Now, in the beginning, he's telling me the sad story. He needs some help. He doesn't have any moolah. So I'm going to give you a chance. And listen, he still didn't got me the beat. So listen, DJ. I found a beat on your site, and I'm going to get the beat because, listen, our mama is ready to rock and roll. I don't believe in standing still too long. I like to handle a business and get it done. So listen, I got Revolution that's coming out for next year, and I need that beat, and you got it, DJ. So listen, I'm going to be on that site getting it so I can get back in the booth, because I'm telling you, I probably done drove the engineer crazy. I keep rescheduling. He's probably wondering, where in the world is Fierce? Where in the world is this girl? So listen. Got one more song by DJ Deciding on Love. Listen, I'm going to play this one. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to play it, y'all. We're going to get those deal with it. Come on, this is Deciding on Love. Y'all better decide on love. Don't decide on nothing else, because everything else will get you in trouble. Decide on love. When you decide on, I'm not talking about, you know, a relationship, but I'm talking about deciding on love. Treat everybody right. That's what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, here we go. Decide on love.
She laughs inside, looks in my eyes, tells me I'm not like those other guys. She holds my hand, says let's be friends. I take it, then I turn away. I can't pretend not to comprehend the meanings in this conversation. I push away and try to say everything that's on my mind. 7365, every day and every night, I wanna be your lover. There's no one else, you're always waiting for the answer. Questions why, I'm gonna lie, I'm not like all those other guys. You understand, I have a plan, yeah baby, I wanna be your man. 24/7, 365, every day, every night, I wanna be your lover. Just friends can't be another, understand. Do you understand? Yeah. I wanna be a lover, not just friends. Can't be another, understand. Do you understand? Yeah. 24/7, 365, every day, every night, I wanna be a lover.
Listen, I want to be your lover, deciding on love. Listen, that is DJ Pat San, P-A-T-S-A-N. And I'm pretty much out of time, I guess, to get on up out of here. Listen, before I go, listen, let me tell y'all something. Are y'all having a difficult time keeping up with meal plans? You know, when you listen to the experts, and listen, I listen to some of them, they change it all the time, you know, and then the Food and Drug Administration, and they change us. What is it? Not Food and Drug Administration. They change it all the time. Eat this, don't eat that. This stuff, this now. Did y'all guys know that it always changes every other year? There's always something different when it comes to dietary restrictions on, you know, your meal plan. They're saying, you know, we've been told our whole lives. Now, this is from, I was loving this guy. Let me say this real fast. I got to get on up out of here. I was loving this guy, Dr. Gundry, G-U-N-D-R-Y. I was loving this guy. I was checking him out. His videos, really, he's very informative. He really is. He's really informative. And I kept listening and listening. So, okay, yeah. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. All your videos, you keep telling me all this stuff I can't eat. I'm like, for Jesus Christ. So listen. This is coming across right now. This is an article from back in September. I don't know why the ad just comes up on my screen. But listen, he says, we've been told our whole lives to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, and I'm going to keep doing just that. So he says, fruits, veggies, and whole grains to stay healthy. However, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, many of the so-called healthy foods in our diets actually contain harmful toxins. According to him, all of a sudden, everything's got toxin in it. I'm like, what? So listen, he says this nasty toxin can rip and tear tiny throughout your entire gut. So the whole thing is about your stomach. Now, see, it's about my stomach. Yeah. Now, this part is true. You have to have a healthy gut to have a healthy system. Your core. Okay, I'm going in a whole different direction. Okay, I am out of time. I'm gonna get this in. Listen, guys. The healthier your stomach, the healthier your gut, the better off you will be. Now, that's serious. Now, I believe in protecting my gut. Listen, even when you got pre-existing conditions, like me, I do have pre-existing conditions, but I believe in having a healthy gut. Listen, when you make sure you got your gut covered, a healthy gut, right, everything else will flow a little bit more better for you. So listen, when you get hit with something, say, for instance, you're walking down the street. Let me make it I love to make my analogies. Say, for instance, now listen, say, for instance, you're walking down the street. Everything is going along fine. Everything is fine and dandy. You're having a great day. And then all of a sudden, a torpedo comes and hits you in the gut. Well, what's going to happen? It's going to knock you the hell out. But listen, if your gut is powerful and strong and you've got a steel belt around your gut and you're walking down the street, everything's fine, the torpedo comes and hits you in the gut, guess what? It doesn't destroy you. It knocks you back a little bit, but it doesn't destroy you because your gut is protected. It's strong. It doesn't have all those toxins in it. I'm telling you, if you got a healthy gut, it will help your immune system. Did you hear me up in here? Listen, it will help your immune system. It's certain things you got to get old, Jesus. And, you know, I am a fanatic when it comes to health. So, listen, some stuff I just got in my brain because I studied it for years. So, listen, if it's certain things that you put in your diet, you will do very well. So, listen, let me get back to Dr. Stephen Gundry. I'm going into a whole lesson. So, listen, he is a world-renowned heart surgeon. Many of the so-called healthy foods in our diets actually contain harmful toxins. This is what he's saying. The nasty toxin can rip your lining in your stomach. You don't want that because you'll be poof gone if you let that happen. Listen, you don't want leaky gut syndrome. You don't want that because it's going to cause you a whole ton of health problems if you develop that leaky gut syndrome. It's no good. It will mess up your day every single day. So listen, he then says that harmful bacteria and waste products to seep into your blood. See, this is the whole thing. If you develop a leaky gut or a terrible gut, this is what happens. And I agree with him on this, to your bloodstream, and it goes throughout your whole body, and it creates havoc and a lot of health problems. That's why you don't want that. You don't want to. Make sure. And he's also saying this. Let me put this in here. So if you're listening, it will cause you to have a lot of fatigue. And people think I'm kind of crazy because I got a lot of energy. But it's according to what I put in my body. Listen, let me tell you this real quick. Olive oil. You want olive oil in your diet. You want olive oil in your diet at least a couple of times a week. If you're eating a salad, just put a little olive oil on your salad. It's good for you. It's great for you. It's going to help you out. If you got high cholesterol, it's going to help to lower it, not overnight. Little by little, get that olive oil in your diet, right? Get you some flaxseed oil. Let me tell you something. If you got a problem with constipation. I'm just giving y'all some golden nuggets for free. If you got a problem with constipation, you have trouble getting your system to clean out and to move, get that little flaxseed. Ground flaxseed will do the trick. You don't need all that. Bean and fiber is expensive. I've been out of road, so I can tell you. Bean and fiber is expensive, and to use it all the time, it's really expensive. Flaxseed, guess what? It's only $5, $6 a bag, and it works like a charm. It will cleanse your system. Let me tell you this as well. Also, lemon is true. Lemon is good. Now, lemon is on the real, but be careful with your lemon. And when you're drinking your water, just put a dot or two, just a little, one little squeeze in your lemon. It's going to cleanse your system little by little. So listen, if you got leaky gut, you're going to have a lot of fatigue. You're going to have a lot of discomfort, weight gain, brain fog. Your joints is going to hurt, tired muscles, and the whole nine yards. So listen, listen, listen. So make sure you do a couple things for yourself. And he says that tomatoes is really bad for you. I love my tomatoes, but he's saying that tomatoes, it's the seeds. He's saying the seeds and the tomatoes, you want to get the seeds out of the tomato. If you love eating tomatoes like me, I love my tomatoes. He's saying get the seeds out of the tomatoes. Oh, my God, so I got to get on up out of here. It's been a soak. Oh, blast. Yes, yes, yes. And guess what, y'all? Make sure you get you some zinc every day. Take your zinc tablet every single day to build your immune system. Listen, zinc is gold. Zinc is gold for your body. Guess what? If you come down with a cold or something, zinc will cut the sucker. Let me tell y'all this real quick. Oh, God, I got a lot of stories today. So listen, I discovered zinc many years ago, way before COVID even came around. Listen, I used to always have colds all the time. And so then I discovered zinc. I started taking zinc. And I said, oh, my gosh, my cold got cut by a couple of days. It got shortened, and I got better real quick. So listen, if you take zinc every single day, you're going to build up your immune system. If you're a person that have a lot of colds, it's going to do what? It's going to help increase your immune system to build up your resistance. You're going to be catching colds so much. And then if you do get a cold and you take that zinc, it's going to do what? It's going to shorten the length of time that you have the cold. So listen, mama got to get on up out of here. And especially when Don Canese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.